Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Part of the minute to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast irony. Now, maybe you've heard about or saw the video of the United Airlines employee getting his ass kicked by a former NFL player. One Brendan Langley. Now, the video, it went viral yesterday, and it shows the employee hit the former player in the face. The player responds with a right hook that drops his ass. Anyway, the player was arrested. The employee was fired. But as with everything, particularly when you post these videos, people left comments on Instagram, including this quote. I'm going to read you this quote. The guy at the airport is the victim. He came to work to do a job. The other guy, with his big mouth, is guilty of workplace abuse, where people come to work with an expectation of safety. This comment was posted by Alec Baldwin.
Oh yeah.
He took the time to comment on this video, which is fine. A bunch of people did. So when you go to work, they have a right to expect workplace safety. This from Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, good call. Good
sometimes
call,
you just might want to sit a conversation out.
Yeah,
that's all, man. Of all the people who probably should not have a comment about that, if you're going to specifically point out workplace safety, that's what kills me. Not, hey, this guy was a douchebag, but workplace safety. People have a fair expectation of being safe at work, says Alec Baldwin.
It's kind of very close to George W. Bush speaking on behalf of what is happening right now in Ukraine. Did not work out with it. By the way, the Calgary Stampeders put that guy on indefinite suspension. He was hit in the face by an employee of United Airlines.
Right.
He was hit first.
Yeah, we hit him back.
I don't know how you grow up and how you teach your kids, but it's always been, if someone hits you, you defend yourself.
Correct.
I don't know how that changed. I don't know how he got arrested and the employee didn't, how he wasn't able to get on his flight and the employee got back to work. It doesn't make any sense.
It does not to me. But hey, I don't know. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, Patrick. You understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories, The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me, in other words, what did someone find in their food, and finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's decorate that interior.
A lot of interior decorators in the Seattle area.
Oh, yeah.
HGTV should be shooting a show here.
A lot
wouldn't
of rich
they be
a lot
surprised?
Of rich people here.
There you go. Earlier in the story, we're talking about 41-year-old Martin Skelly of St. Petersburg. He was busted early Saturday after he showed up to a McDonald's in Clearwater with a drug-filled needle. Investigators say a 28-gauge needle on Skelly was found, and he was arrested on charges of possession of meth. Police searched him before he was booked into the county jail. Before he was transported, authorities asked Skelly if he had any more contraband on him, warning that he could face additional charges if more drugs were found on him at the jail. But Skelly said, no, man, I'm clean. Well, while he was being processed at the jail, police found a small bag of meth wedged deep within a cavity. So he was hit with two more felony charges after those drug charges were discovered. So what was the body cavity that cops found more of his drugs? Was it his belly button? Was it his rectum? Was it his foreskin or was it his mouth? Belly button, rectum, foreskin, or mouth?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. What's Ted thinking there?
Yeah, you know, I was wrong last week on belly button. But even a broke clock is right twice a day. Yeah, I'm going back to the belly button. They're sneaking button. Stuff in there.
Okay.
And I just don't know if he's circumcised.
Yeah, right.
Be a big
I'm
hint to the story.
I'm going to say belly button.
You're going to go belly button?
You're
too.
Going belly button.
You're going to go with Ted there, yeah. Patrick, right? I'm going to go rumple foreskin.
Because
that's where I want it to be.
I just want it to be in the belly button.
If you got the sheath, use it, right?
I would, man.
Just stick a gum in there if he needs a couple Advil.
You got a Tic Tac? Hang on.
Right, yeah, I do. Actually, I do, man. Okay. Do you know anyone with Advil?
I sure do. Hang on one sec.
Just give me a second. All right, we're going to find out where he had the the more drugs. Was it the belly button, the rectum, the foreskin, or the mouth next?
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories interior decorating on profile. This Florida man had a needle of drugs in. Drugs in the needle was meth. Well, the police asked him when they arrested him, do you have more drugs on your body?
No, he said no.
But he did. Question is, where were the drugs? Belly button, rectum, foreskin, or mouth?
And that's the question we asked you, Patrick. We start with Miles Montgomery. It went foreskin, old rumple foreskin, as it were. Yeah. Now I'm afraid old rumple foreskin. Now where he's hiding his meth. And Patrick, you agree with D. Ted Smith. Both went belly button. Ted, you said
belly
you
know,
broken clock is... Right twice a day.
There we go.
Wow.
The part think about how bad that smelled.
Dude was like 380 pounds or something like that.
Yeah, man.
I left that part out of the story because it's a big...
380 and you're shooting meth? That just doesn't seem like it fits together.
He used to be 5'10", Ted. Keep in mind, it doesn't mean he hasn't lost weight. Just means he has more to go.
I'm just... Yeah, that's just hard to fathom.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices. You got Seth Meyers.
Okay.
The Gym is?
Kimmel Fallon.
Writers?
Ooh.
Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Len?
Nice. It's right there in the title. These guys have teams of talented writers that come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Hot Pockets is coming out with a new thaw and eat sandwich. So instead of using the microwave, you just take it out of the freezer and let it sit for a few hours. You can't win with Hot Pockets. You ever have to wait 3 hours for them to cool off or 3 hours for them to thaw out?
Foul.
Smith.
Fallon.
Hot Pockets is coming out with a new thaw and eat sandwich. So instead of using the microwave, you just take it out of the freezer and let it sit for a few hours. Mmm, You can't win with Hot Pockets. You either have to wait 3 hours for them to cool off or 3 hours for them to heat up.
If it's a deli sandwich, it shouldn't be frozen.
Agreed.
Krispy Kreme will give out free donuts this week to any high school or college senior that visits a store wearing a class of 2022 apparel. And Duncan, they said they give away a free donut to anybody who just comes in wearing a shirt.
Me Doug Smith.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme will give out free donuts this week to any Florida high school joke. Or college senior that visits a store wearing class of 2022 apparel. And Duncan said they'd give a free donut to anyone who comes in wearing a shirt. Any shirt.
Anyway. Jif peanut butter is being recalled for a potential salmonella contamination. They're offering two options. You can either have salmonella or chunky salmonella.
Fallon.
That's actually Fallon.
Jif peanut butter is being recalled for potential salmonella contamination. Yep, they're offering two options. You can either have salmonella or chunky salmonella.
Arby's, who's famous for their beef and cheddars, now has added, for the first time ever, a burger to their menu. Yeah. It's such a big deal, they're changing their slogan now to, "We have all the meats."
The touch me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me. Because right now, they just say, "We have the meats."
I don't really
know. Yeah, but you did the Fallon pause.
I tried. I wrote that one specifically like
Fallon.
Fallon
pause. I know. Yeah. I was like,
Myers are easier to write.
Yes.
The automaker Mercedes-Benz sold the most expensive car ever last week to a private owner for $142 million. Apparently, it costs that much because the tank was full.
Set out.
Myers. That's right.
The luxury automaker Mercedes-Benz announced last week that it has sold the world's most expensive car to a private owner for $142 million. Apparently, it costs that much because the tank is full.
You know, things are bad when everybody's joking about how bad gas prices are. Right? We haven't even hit the summer. The traditional time when they go up.
Oh, yeah. They're fleecing you now.
Yeah. All right. So everybody remembers what happened at the Oscars this year.
What? Yep.
Yeah. Arguably.
A little reminder there.
So a lot of people are thinking that they might have Chris Rock host next year's Oscars. An executive at ABC said so they're open to the idea.
Of course they are.
To make next year's quote even better because ratings were up by 58% this year. There were 16.6 million viewers compared to last year's 9.8. I mean, look, I know a lot of people that watch the Oscars this year. I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that Will Smith smacked Chris Rock on stage.
Yeah, yes. I think Chris Rock's probably like, look, man, I don't feel like getting hit again. I don't know if I want to do it. Right. Or the flip side is, if I do host it, I'm going after everybody.
Yeah, and that's one of those things, right? Because we were talking about Saturday Night Live and how now with social media, like they show it live on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Remember, and like I said, they didn't start till 2016. So same thing with the Oscars. I feel like social media really helped them out because if you're sitting on the couch kind of scrolling, you saw that or you heard it was happening.
And then you're going to flip over.
Exactly. Then he flipped over and he's winning Actor of the Year.
Going telling you about love.
I still say, and I've seen a lot of strange things on the TV. That's one of the weirder moments I've ever seen on TV. Because yes, I didn't see the slap live. Mm-hmm. Like, you know me. It's a Sunday evening. I'm probably watching some type of sporting event.
Right.
Or maybe SNL. And then, yeah, I on Twitter, it was like, he just got smacked. So then I was like, well, I got to flip over and check this out. Yeah, and then he's giving that speech about love and this and that, and it's just
I realize I got this opportunity full of love. Like, dude, you wrote
that before you did that.
Yeah.
What was also weird, too, is it's like, I'm shocked you're still there. Then you're getting the award, and then you're giving a speech about love. Like,
love.
Maybe that's the time to just, I don't know, speak from your actual heart and be like, yeah, my bad, Chris.
You know, man, I had a whole speech written about love, but obviously I'm a whiny douchebag, so I'm going to recalibrate this.
Well, that was the thing, too, is he made a point to apologize to the Academy and this and that. It's like, right, but you smacked Chris.
Yes. He didn't slap the Academy.
Right, like, maybe we should apologize to Chris.
I'm waiting for the story where someone just beats his ass randomly. Seriously. Just beats
Will
his
Smith?
Ass. Like, yeah, yeah.
Just a big man.
Some random dude. He is a big guy, but someone can beat his ass.
Yeah, there's always someone.
There's always someone that can beat your ass. So.
But he's also got a lot of security. I mean, he's Will Smith.
I think the security goes, hey, beat his ass. He needs it.
It'll be his body.
Seriously, like, dude, you need your ass beaten.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens a couple years from now with this whole thing. I mean, Chris Rock, obviously, is a super funny comedian, so you know he'll have a whole... bit about it, which I think will be awesome.
The guy that's laughing his ass off is the guy that's having sex with his wife who didn't get slapped.
Yeah. And Will Smith will be fine. He's banned from going... He's banned for going for 10 years, so obviously he couldn't smack Chris Rock again if he was
well,
there.
Well, not there,
no. Someone slapping his wife's ass. Someone slapping his wife's ass, though.
Yeah, so they're going to say, you know, in like everything else, they're like, they haven't decided yet. It'll take place next year in March. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I did catch up on Saturday Night Live. I will say, Miles, for years, we kind of gave Pete Davidson hard times. You're like, it's just Pete Davidson on Weekend Update. Well, this time he came out because it was his last episode, and he was just Pete Davidson. Mm-hmm. But I'm so used to Pete. And actually, he was funny.
Yeah, he was.
He had a couple really good jokes in there. But at the end, I'm so used to him saying things that are like over the line, and he kind of does that giggle. Like, I believe that he was dead serious, but it was kind of hard. Like, for me, my view was, I was like, I can't tell how serious he's being or not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's being serious, but he's still Pete Davidson.
Yeah. It was just kind of weird to see, because at the end there, it was almost like, I was like, is he going to cry? Yeah. And then, like, with him and Jost and everything. Now, Adi Bryant, they did the trends thing, and that was kind of her last hurrah. I thought that was great. But that was that's just a funnier bit.
Sure, sure, for sure.
And Pete Davidson's another one, right? He even said it. He said, look, somehow, even though I was barely on the show, I got super famous.
Right. I probably did the fewest bits, but hey.
Right.
Playing myself.
And I know he still travels around and does comedy.
Right.
He made that movie, right, King of Staten Island. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, outside of dating people, like, how did he get so famous?
I do not know.
Yeah. Well, he had some cool friends, too. Him and Machine Gun Kelly are super tight.
Right.
So that always helps your status. And then the other thing, too, is the generations are different. Some people are just famous for being super famous. People don't even care.
His dad had a lot to do with it. And his dad's relationship with New York community, Lorne Michaels, other things. His dad passed in 9/11.
His dad died in 9/11.
Yes, right, correct.
I'm just saying, look, you can put him on Saturday Night Live, but I don't think most people know Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live.
Right.
We're old. We know him from Saturday Night Live.
Everyone else knows
it. Odd to do more skits and everything. Right. I'm saying between dating Ariana Grande, Kim Kardashian, and then hanging out with Machine Gun Kelly, like, I'm just like, he's just like he's still on Saturday Night Live, but I think for a lot of people, you just know Pete Davidson is a famous person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I mean?
That's it. Yeah. So, I mean, good for him. Everybody deserves a little fame. All right. You know what? Let's talk about some movies coming out. Not movies. We were talking about the NBC, Fox. Everybody's kind of releasing what they're doing next year,
right?
Next fall and everything. We talked about this Quantum Leap. They're going to reboot that. If you don't remember Quantum Leap, the whole thing was like the guy could time travel, but then as soon as he solved a problem in an hour long episode around the 58th minute, he jumped somewhere else
The next episode.
Correct, and it was like a new thing. And
yeah,
you were like,
constant cliffhanger. Yeah.
Right, it's like, I wonder if he's going to get out of that one. So I would assume it's going to be kind of the same thing. What was I going to say? Raymond Lee will be the new time traveler. Ernie Hudson will be the guy running the project.
Raymond Lee. What would I know him from? Hold on, I'm going to Google his ass.
I don't know. Well, and keep in mind, sometimes, too, like, we've gotten pretty used in, like, the last 15 or 20 years. There's been a massive, massive change where movie actors will do TV. But a lot of times, too, TV stars are just kind of get those roles earlier in their career and then get really famous. So right. I don't know who Ray Lee is yet, but I'm sure he'll be famous. I just hope to bring Ziggy back. As a child, we watched that show all the time in my house when it was on. And I just thought the dude that was like the head of the time travel, he always was talking to Ziggy, the little machine, and he plugged stuff in. That was the highlight.
They got to bring that back.
Yeah.
Anyone that brings up that show talks about the Ziggy thing more than anything else.
Correct. I guess Scott Baklava or whatever his name is.
Bacula.
Bacula. Yeah.
Baklava. What a delicious dessert.
Yeah. Let's see. NBC's also bringing back Night Court. That'll be a mid-season debut.
All those guys are dead. I mean, that show is not that old for everyone to be dead on that show.
So somebody's going to play the daughter of the original judge, who was Harry Anderson. Mm-hmm. But John Larroquette, he's coming back.
Damn. He's the only one still alive.
Okay. Is he really?
Yeah. The judge died. The tall dude, the police officer
Bull,
died.
Bull,
he died.
Yeah. Still a great great bass line there, too.
One of the best.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can hear it like every
love
time.
Love the theme to that, yeah.
Let's see. Dolly Parton. If you liked her Magic Mountain Christmas, good news. It's coming back. Miles, I know you were wondering about Miley Cyrus's New Year's Eve party. It's coming back.
Thank God.
Who did she host that with last year?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
We've already talked about it.
Today?
Was it Pete Davidson?
Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Oh.
Thought that was an easy one.
Those two kind of like flirted with each other and pissed somebody off at that point in time. Remember that? Like somebody was dating somebody and they had this really good chemistry. And then one of their boyfriend and girlfriends was like, oh, I thought it was terrible because they were too friendly with each other.
Wow. Flirting's one thing. They were both on Jimmy Fallon, and she sang a song about wanting to have sex with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
I mean, that's a little different.
Right, that doesn't help his case.
I've never
had that happen, so I'm not sure how I would react.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, again, because Pete Davidson's in that upper echelon now, like, the two of them have run around in the same circles.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, like, if somebody was like, yeah, Pete Davidson and Miley Cyrus smoke weed together, they'd be like, yeah, okay.
Drink together, smoke weed together, of course.
Right, that adds up perfect there. Let's see, if you're a big fan of Rick and Morty, there's the guy that makes that show, there's a new one coming out on Fox this fall, so you can check that out. I know, man. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sound effects there. Let's see, some sports on for you tonight. You have Dallas taking on Golden State. Golden State's up 3-0, so see what happens there. And then the one I've been watching, the Battle of Alberta, NHL hockey. It's a pretty good one. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. West Virginia man wanted to drive through at the Dairy Queen, so he made one with his car. Meanwhile, a U.S. tourist claims that a restaurant charged them $600 for two beers and a crab leg when they went to a bar. Photographer catches sleeping bear stretching before falling into a creek. Man mad at McDonald's drive-thru and have camped out there for a week. And apparently crows in Japan, they're mean. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to the UK where one man just wanted his order. The story begins when he claims he had gone through the same drive-thru at McDonald's a week prior and was asked to wait in the parking lot for his food for an additional 15 minutes from when he ordered it. He then claimed that this most recent time going through, he overheard employees claiming, quote, it's him again, and then attempted to get him out of the drive-thru as quickly as possible. Angered about having to wait the last time, he protested, saying that he would wait in the drive-thru for his food. The employees responded by tossing a cash refund into his car and demanding that he leave, which led him to holding steady until he got his refund in the manner that he wanted, which was on his credit card. The man ended up in the drive-thru for 2 hours waiting for authorities to arrive. He did eventually leave without his order, but ordered Uber Eats from that location shortly afterwards.
Jesus, man.
This is a whole lot of, okay, both of y'all knock it off. As soon as this guy rolled through, they were like, oh, man, it's him again. Get him out of there. It's like, if what he said is true and that he waited 15 minutes for his order, either he's got an ungodly big order,
right,
or y'all have got something going on in there.
Right.
You know? And then he made a big enough stink about it to where they remembered you when you rolled through.
Exactly.
So I'm not making excuses for anybody here. Y'all are acting like kids. Knock it off.
I don't know. I'd have to think this guy must have really gone off the deep end if they were just like, we just don't want to deal with you.
Right.
Here's your money back.
Right. Well, and the thing is that as soon as he got there, they were like, hey, head over to the parking lot and wait for your order again. Right. Like, it wasn't that they just gave him his money back. Like, oh, no, Ev, no.
And he also likes McDonald's so much that he got his refund, waited 2 hours, and then went home and ordered Uber Eats from that restaurant.
Right.
So, like, this is... That's what he, this has been going on for a while.
Yeah. So, that's fun. To good old West Virginia, where a man wasn't in the mood for a blizzard. Traffic cam footage was released of an incident that took place at a local Dairy Queen in which the driver of a Kia Soul launched his vehicle into the restaurant. And I do mean he launched his vehicle into this restaurant. Authorities and employees are claiming that the crash was intentional and the driver is facing charges of attempted malicious wounding. Nobody was injured in the crash, but the restaurant sustained heavy damage.
I know that town. There's three. There's a Hardee's. There's that. I mean, like, guys, there's only two places to eat in town.
Right?
You just took one out. That's in the middle of nowhere.
Like, and if you watch this video, the way that this Dairy Queen sits, it's on the other side of the cross street, but there is a road that literally leads right into it, and he charged.
He's going 65 miles an hour.
He is, man.
More people live in Tacoma, Washington, than the entire state of West Virginia.
Right.
They don't have a lot of these franchises.
No!
They don't make a lot of money. Like, what are you doing?
And he destroyed it!
Oh, my God. It's DQ.
I don't know what, you know, they were saying it was intentional. It's like, okay, do you know of the intent then? Like, why is he mad at your Dairy Queen?
That mad.
Right. I mean, I don't know, but when you watch the video, he's just like, screw it. And that's what it looks like.
Maybe he had to wait 15 minutes for his order.
It was either that or he nodded off at the wheel, man, because I don't know how you can will yourself to pile drive your car into a building like that. Like, it was insane. A pair on vacation in Greece are in the headlines for falling for what appears to be a tourism scam. The pair took to TripAdvisor after their awful experience at a local restaurant and found that they were not alone. The common claim is that employees lure tourists into their restaurant with the promise of free use of their sun chairs and umbrellas beachside to enjoy their lunch. Nice place, right? They then proceed to use intimidation tactics to bully customers into buying certain menu items and stick them with an outrageous bill. Listen to this. A mother and daughter ordered two mojitos and a plate of two crab legs. So they split the plate of crab legs. Two mojitos, two crab legs, and complained that they received a bill for $640 American. Which is then followed up with threats of calling the police and detaining them in the country as the rules are different there. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, when you find out that it's literally two crab legs, not two orders of crab legs.
Right. Two crab legs and two mojitos for $640. And they rightfully look at these guys. They were like, you were vague as far as what the prices were on here.
Yeah, all they told you, you would not have ordered that, right?
Exactly. And they were like, honestly, how can you justify two mojitos and literally two crab legs costing $640 American? And they just said, cuz.
Right,
rules are different here. You don't got the same freedoms here. We'll call the cops and then you won't be able to go back to your country.
Yeah, it's €600. That's almost $700.
Yeah. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, I read that one yesterday, and I was like, oh, I'd be so mad.
Oh, yeah.
But there's not much you can do, too, when they're like, hey, the rules are different here. Your government can't help you.
Right. It's basically a gotcha bitch.
Yeah.
A photo was snapped in Japan that proves the local sign is right. People in the area are actually warned about the crows there, as they're closer to the size of ravens and are not deterred by humans. And signs are posted in local parks alerting
people to
the potential issues. A sign that was given more resonance when it was photographed with one of said massive ravens sitting right on top of it looking like a badass. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next on the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on the Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we've been all about this bitch for about 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Portions of the following program have been pre-recorded.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is not a test. Your ears do not deceive you. There is no way out. You are here.
She fell out of the sky and with the full force of gravity landed on the rock with a hefty thud.
It's Taryn Daly. Tearing it up on the rock. 99.9 KISW.
What's up, Rock?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.